This selection is from Jokes for the Apocalypse, my first book, and the story is the first story entitled Loose. Two boys are fishing in a cove very early in the morning. Butch releases the bait fish with an easy 15-foot toss so that it lands beside the one with the partly severed head. Butch's bait fish dives and rolls at the surface, dives down again. Suddenly there are gentle waves everywhere. The whole cove is in motion. Lily pads undulate, cattails sway, our boat rocks. I look up and a rosy light floats through the mist. The tops of the trees are capped with light. The upper rim of the sun begins to rise like the red eye of a hunting creature. The night is draining from the water in the cove. I can see how the anchor rope stretches down below the surface. I cannot see the loose yet. Only imagine him lying at the bottom of the cove, the grinning prognathus, the eyes of purest hunger, watching. Drew, look! The cord slithers from his hand. He feeds loop after loop slowly into the water. Get the anchor! Why don't you strike back? Let him swallow it. Holding the anchor, I am suddenly aware that we are connected to this thing. There will be no tearing the hook out of the water before it can seize our bait. There are no options. We are going to catch it. The thought immobilizes me. It's too huge. He stopped. The line is limp in Butch's hands. Is he still on? Butch pulls lightly on the line. He looks like a man testing an electric fence. The line jerks from his grasp, then stops pulling. When are you going to strike back? Shh. He'll get away. You're going to lose him. Shh. Butch begins to haul in his line slowly, hand over hand. A channel of slowly parting rivulets approaches, as though a breeze as thin as a knife were cutting through the water. He's coming this way. Butch holds the cord lightly between the thumb and forefinger of his left hand. It is tightly wrapped around the fist of his right. I can see down into the amber water. It looks like a dungeon of weeds, a lair, a place of death and silent screams. A torpedo shadow glides slowly into the shadow of our boat. Butch, he is right there. Where? Under the boat. He's huge. I think he's ready. Then do it, for crying out loud. And Butch does it, standing on his seat, holding the line in both hands with no slack. Like a flyweight throwing a two-fisted uppercut at an invisible heavyweight, he thrusts up at the sky. Butch's plunge into Owl Cove is like cartoon horror. Woody Woodpecker hurled into a tree, vibrating like a spear, or Elmer Fudd, having stepped over the edge of the cliff, tiptoes back on thin air as though trying not to awaken the law of gravity. Adolf takes off in an explosion of silt. The cord is still wrapped several times around Butch's right fist. He has judged the moment, but not the power, of the loose's first run. He leans back into the run like a wagon driver reining in a wild team. Then, in a slow, inexorable curve, hands first, flies up and out of the boat. When he strikes the water, his body is still in the driver's whole back stance. He is engulfed without a sound.